Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Looking for words to say.
How about a little on Broadway next episode of The Great George Benson?
Love that mustache.
Yeah, and Tuna immediately questions someone about that, right?
Yeah, he might have. Yeah, I don't want to. Charlie Tuna's off-air comments can sometimes be more controversial than the on-air comments,
yes,
which might shock you, to be fair. Frank, have you ever gone through your Twitter account and spotted things that you're following and said, why am I following this? You know, back in my news talk days, I added People Magazine and the Today Show just so I was a little more versed on some of the pop culture that's out there. But every once in a while, scrolling along, you know, reading about the trade deadline in baseball. This morning, I'm going through, and you got the John Heymans and, you know, Nightingale and Morosi, and I'm reading all this stuff. We're going to talk to Bob Nightingale shortly. But the next thing that pops up says, most popular nail colors for the summer. And it's a woman with her red nails holding. And I said, what am I following? And it was the Today Show. No offense to NBC. But I said, I really don't need to be reading about the latest in nail fashion.
Wow.
I got to clean that Twitter. You ever go through it and say, why am I finding this, this, and this?
Absolutely. Yep. All right, let's switch topics from nail polish to baseball. We're joined by the great Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Bob, good to be with you. Where are you today, young man?
Yeah, just got to Phoenix. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now.
All right, so much to discuss. First of all, gut feel, the Trevor Bauer incident yesterday, will that play any factor at all on the Indians' ability to move him or the Indians wanting to move him?
I think it increases the chances of him being traded. I think they want to get rid of him more than ever. And if you, you know, if you're a team, that's interesting. I'm turning it a red flag. Then the Indians are only two games out of the division race. They're leading the wild card race. So you're talking about trading a starter. It's like, my God, is this guy, you know, that much disliked where they have to move?
Wait, and what have you heard, Bob? Would they move him if it weren't for some of the other stuff, some of the antics? Is it all about that, or is it contract? Why would they move him?
I think it's the antics, Martin. I just think they've had enough of it. You know, not well-liked in the clubhouse. And the money is a factor. I mean, I think he's making 13 or 14 now. He'll probably make about $20 million next year in arbitration, his final year before being a free agent. So, you know, and he has not pitched well. I mean, he's just been, you know, less than mediocre this year, nothing like he was a year ago.
So do you believe the Cardinals, who are in desperate need of pitching, along with quite a few other teams, could be in the Trevor Bauer sweepstakes?
You know, I would think any deal involving Bauer, you better go around the clubhouse and talk to veterans and want this guy in there, you know, just because of what's happened in Cleveland, you know. Certainly the Cardinals need an upgrade. You know, he'd be an upgrade for them. But it's not like this guy's been pitching lights out. Granted, if he was in the National League, he should be a better pitcher than pitching the AL Central.
Hey, Bob, what have you heard on Madison Bumgarner? Are the Giants maybe, you know, a month ago would have been willing to shop him, and now is he off the table?
Yeah, I'd be shocked. I was with the Giants, so it would take a huge, huge return just because they're just 2.5 games out in the wild card race, passionate fan base. I think the fans would just go ballistic there if they trade him. You know, you got people excited. There's a buzz back in the city for the team. So I'd be very surprised.
Bob, you're in Arizona where Robbie Ray is, 9-7, 173 Ks in 129 innings. Do you think Ray could be moved, or do you think Zach Greinke could be moved?
Both could. The Greinke money is so steep. I'm not sure about that one, but Robbie Ray definitely had a very good outing yesterday. You know, 6 innings, no walks. About 10 or 11 strikeouts. So, yeah, Ray's definitely on the move, and they, you know, they're getting some good interest in him.
The Cardinals are flush with cash. They could certainly afford Zach Greinke's contract. My question is this. If Zach Greinke is told by the Diamondbacks, hey, we can move you to St. Louis, do you think he would decline that?
You know, I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if St. Louis is on his list. I know he's got a ton of teams on the no-trade list. I'm not sure St. Louis is one of them. But, yeah, I don't know. I know he's very comfortable in Arizona. He just likes pitching, you know, and that's it. You know, there's no marketing or promoting or anything like that. So, yeah, he very well could accept a trade to St. Louis. But you're right. I mean, he makes a ton of money, $32, $34 million a year. But, you know, if you're paying that kind of money down, it wouldn't cost that much in terms of prospects.
Bob, any names out there that are sort of off the radar or that you just are sort of intrigued that should be moved or could be moved but aren't? We've all sort of focused on Bumgarner and Stroman and now maybe a little on Robbie Ray. Any other names that intrigue you?
I mean, you got the Matthew Boyd kid out of Detroit. You know, he's got a lot of, you know, years left to control. I want to say 4 years, if not five. He's attracted to teams. And, of course, you know, the Mets now have Syndergaard and Zach and Wheeler available. You know, either one would help out, you know, the Cardinals, particularly Syndergaard. But, so, yeah, it's a weak trade market. And it's a weak free agent class next year, too. I mean, outside Garrett Cole, it's a massive drop-off. So I think teams are saying, you know what, let's try to make a move now because this winter there's going to be nobody out there to help us.
With a guy like Syndergaard, Bob, and I know we can't hold you to this, but on this Cardinal roster and this Cardinal organization, and you know it quite well, I mean, would Tyler O'Neill and, say, Ponce de Leon and a good double-A prospect be enough for Noah Syndergaard?
The prospect would have to be, you know, one of the top, you know, one or two in the organization to make that work. I think they have a steep price tag on them.
So like a Dylan Carlson. Yeah. So it's like somebody like a Dylan Carlson, maybe their top prospect.
It could. I mean, they need outfielders. They need offensive help for sure. So, yeah, something like that could get it done. I think they're kind of itching to trade him. I think it's run its course. I don't think the front office is crazy about him. I don't think he's crazy about the front office. So, yeah, something like that could work.
Bob, what are you hearing in Chicago? Going into this season, they talked urgency. There's a lot of talk about the strain between Madden and Theo. I would think they're highly motivated to deal. What do you see the Cubs doing, and have they been a bit of a disappointment?
No, they're very much motivated. I mean, you know, you saw the Cubs last week in San Francisco, and hey, they're very fortunate. The division's been bad this year, or else they'd be, 8 or 10 games out. But with St. Louis Cardinals, you're not doing much. Or, you know, the Brewers pitching's been a mess. They're right there, but very motivated. I think they'll do anything to help this team, whether getting a starter, reliever, a bat. But they're in the prowl. I'd be stunned if they don't do something because I think they see this window starting to close here.
But what do they have to give up because their minor league system is below average and you can't trade one of the, you know, the everyday seven or eight players? They don't really, that system is not, it's not like they're the Houston Astros, are they?
No, not at all. Yeah, weak farm system. And, one time this year I thought they'd trade Schwarber, but he's starting to heat up and they need that power bat. So I don't think Schwarber's going to move now. You know, certainly they can move at Ian Happ and Addison Russell, you know, that sort of thing. Carl Edwards Jr. So there's guys that they can trade on the 40-man roster, some of the 25-man roster, but not a huge name, not at this point.
Bob, how do you handicap the Central? It's a tight race, obviously. We've got 2 months to go. Where do you see it headed here? Does anybody have the edge?
Well, I think the Cubs have the edge. I mean, they're still going to get Cole Hamels back here. They got guys at AAA with Edwards and Addison Russell that are going to help out in September, if not earlier. And I think to be aggressive at the deadline. I still think they have the most talent. I think the only way for the Cardinals or the Brewers to overtake them is by making some moves. And the Brewers pitching is a mess. They should have kept Wade Miley. That's come back to haunt them. And I think the Cardinals are just one starter away to really give them fits. But they have to get a starter. I think if the Cardinals don't make a move, they don't have a chance to catch him.
Bob, good stuff. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you so much. It's going to be an interesting 3 days, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be fun. I mean, it's not the household names like we've seen in the past. you know, the big time guys with the, you know, CeCe Sabathias and David Prices of the world. But still, yeah, still a fun time of the year. And, you know, whoever, usually it's whoever aggressive wins. You know, I mean, Chicago Cubs trade away a future all star in Gleyber Torres to get Aroldis Chapman. They do it all over again because they got him a World Series. I mean, you got to trade prospects to win.
Hey, Bob, I just thought of this. We had talked earlier about Michael Brantley, and he ends up in Houston. They already have a loaded team, young studs. They pick him up for a two-year deal. What was the market on Brantley? I think we talked about him here and said nobody was very high on him. How did Houston land him? What did they see that others didn't?
Well, they just thought that, you know what, if this guy's healthy, he's going to help. He's a perfect fit for our team. And if Cleveland had kept him, they'd be 10 games up right now. So a huge mistake. People pass on him thinking, okay, is he going to get worse? You know, it's like, 2 years ago, anybody in the world could have had Justin Verlander. He even cleared waivers. And even when he was traded, the Tigers ate part of the salary. So there's 29 other teams now kicking themselves over that one because he was there for the taking.
Bob, thank you, sir.
Sure. Take care, guys. Thanks.
All right. Bob Nightingale joining us from Arizona.
Astute listeners of 590 Baseball would know that I mentioned Matthew Boyd as a good trade candidate for the team.
Years of control. He fits the bill.
Years of control. Yeah, he's
when you get good.
I say throw all of that out the window. And as Bob stated there, I think a lot of people feel the same way. You need a starter. If you don't get one, you have no chance.
12 strikeouts per nine innings, 6 strikeouts per walk ratio this year for Detroit.
Wow.
He'd be really good for the rotation.
I know a week ago, John Mozeliak did something with Dan McLaughlin on his website, and he said, we're looking at a lefty reliever.
He said he hates Brett Cecil.
Lefty and Chasen Shreve, before they had DFA'd him, basically said, we're looking for a lefty to complement Andrew Miller, and I think there was a collective yawn that said, that ain't enough. Granted, he's not going to tell you. We're in talks with Detroit for Boyd or whomever, but it does seem to be screaming at him that you've got a rotation that I wouldn't say is on fumes, but is real wobbly.
Leaking some oil.
It's leaking. What's your favorite phrase for the rotation? Mo, would you say you're leaking oil, it's wobbly, or you're on fumes?
Can you text him that?
I know you're in the middle of the trade deadline.
And the second wild card has allowed teams to ask for a higher price, you know, than what normally is asked, because you can tell teams, well, we'll just keep this guy and we'll make a run for the playoffs. He could help you out. And so I feel like some teams now with the second wild card are asking for a little bit more than what normal. So I think Matthew Boyd with the control and obviously the K per nine, I think you might be giving up more than what you are wanting to for a guy that, yeah, could be in your rotation for years to come, but you might have to give up one of those big prospects. And you hate to see another guy traded before you really see what he can do in the organization.
And by the way, he mentions Verlander. You didn't even see Verlander this weekend. Houston.
Yeah.
He's just laying around. They look really, really good. You're like, oh, yeah, we didn't even see Verlander pitch.
All right, let's take a short
timeout. Frank was in the stands. He had the Kate Upton camera just in case.
That's right. Before we go to break, quick word about the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, the Gatesworth. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The activities are endless. The food is outstanding. The Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. When we come back, a horrifying story about pit bulls. We'll be right back.
6 days a week, installation and setup services are available.